Welcome to the Rice Memorial Missionary Baptist Church podcast. This is a production of Rice Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, where Apostle Walter F. Camp is the senior pastor. This ministry is dedicated to the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, to the end that we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and faithfully walk in the maturity demonstrated by Christ as commanded in Scripture. Make sure you like, subscribe, and hit your notification button to get new messages on a regular basis. Enjoy this message and please study along with us.
Just going to, I don't have a lot. I'm just going to look over a few things, kind of, these are some basic truths and some basic things that we've learned over the years, but we know that we have to go back and reiterate these things as well to get them back in our mind, to stay mindful of them. Especially we're talking so much about the children of Israel and the antics and the things of how they deal, how Moses had to deal with them and how God had to deal with those children. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you and glorify your name and honoring you with the first fruits of our lips. Father, we praise you and we love you. We know that there are some things that has been said today to recapture our minds and get our understanding to be more broader, where we can understand more about you and to see more clear, Father. And Father, what we are after is light, more light, and as much light as we can get, so that we can see everything that you will have for us to see and to be able to demonstrate the things that you require for us to demonstrate. Father, we thank you, we love you, and we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name we pray, and let the church say, amen, amen. Let's go back. I'm going to go back here, and I started back here a few weeks ago in the book of Deuteronomy, but I'm going to take a little turn this morning, and we're going to go to the book of Exodus, starting in the 19th chapter. Well, we know this time with the children of Israel had come out of Egypt, where they had wanted a deliverer, and God sent a deliverer by the name of Moses to deliver the children and lead them in out of Egypt. And so I just want to go back and look at a few things here when we're talking about Moses and how God dealt with these children and sustained them. And, you know, the biggest thing that really bothered me the most about these, as I studied this, is the rebelliousness of the children of Israel, you know. And, you know, we can go back and look at, some of us can go back and look at our own lives sometime and see the rebelliousness that we've had in time past when God is leading us and directing us. So let's go here and look at the scriptures here in the book of Exodus chapter 19. And we're going to start at, we know that this is the third month of when the children of Israel, when they was gone forth out of the land. We're going to go into the fourth verse. He said, and you have seen, you've been a witness to what I did unto the Egyptians and how I bear you, how I've sustained you, how I've been there for you, how I've carried you. You witnessed this. It ain't something that you heard about or someone, your homie or your buddy told you about it. He's saying you've seen it with your own eyes. You know, we have seen the move of God, as Laura was sharing today, things that she witnessed. That those are just facts. It wasn't something that I came and told her, or Dom told her, or the contractor called and said. God revealed it to her, and she's seen and she's witnessed the power and the move of God. She witnessed by his spirit what she's seen. He demonstrated it to him. You've seen what I did unto the Egyptian, and how I bear you on eagle's wing and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, now God is posing the question. He said, now, this is something I want you to think about. Now, for this reason, if you will obey my voice, because he's seen the rebelliousness of them, in the time that they was going when they left Egypt. And they started rebelling. He's seen all of that. He said, now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then shall you be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for the earth is all, for all the earth is, for all the earth is mine. He letting them know that if you do what you're supposed to do, you're going to be that special people to me. He said, the promises that I've made you, those are actually promises. Those are not lies. So, you know, I look at what God has promised us and what God, when he make a promise to us, I actually believe what he says. That's why I constantly talk about the testimonies of God. The testimonies of God is what keep me moving forward. Yeah, I can always look at the negativeness of what Satan has to offer. But what will that benefit me? It ain't going to help me not one bit. So therefore, God always reminds me of his testimonies. And the testimonies of God is not what he just done for you at that present time. That go back and look. You know, I remember 1987, this occurred. 1989, that occurred. 2001, this occurred. Testimonies. I'm reminding myself, I'm building myself off the testimonies of God. What he showed me on the billboard sign, all these different things. I don't forget about that. I rehearse these things. And that what keeps me moving forward. That what gives me the ability to keep going. Now, you need these testimonies in order to keep on moving forward. Why? It's because there's a whole lot of negativeness going to continue to come in your path. Amen? Satan going to see to that, that there's a whole lot of negativeness going to enter in your path. And if you don't have these testimonies to draw from, then a lot of us, we get messed up or tripped up from the negativeness that Satan presents before us. Got to pay attention to what's going on around you at all times. Never count God out. Right. See, I ain't going to count him out. We ain't going to never count him out. You never count him out no matter what situation you in.
That's right.
You know, the devil try to rattle your chain, and he will rattle it if you let him.
That's right.
He going to rattle that chain if you let him rattle it. But you never count God out because he said, all of the things that I did for these children back in these times, he said, I'll do them for you. You have a whole lot better covenant than they had.
That's right.
That's what I look at, a whole lot better covenant. He said, all of the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom, a priest, and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. He said, rehearse these things to them. They've seen, they asked to come out. I brought them out. Now rehearse all of this to them. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all of these words which the Lord had commanded him. God had commanded him to speak some things to him. And all the people answered together. Now this is the part that really gets me. He said, all of the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. All of them said that. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. So therefore, what God had required or commissioned from them to do, they was in agreement. But we know that they wasn't in agreement as we study the scripture. Because if they was in agreement with him wholeheartedly, they would have never violated the thing that he told them not to violate. But, you know, they wasn't in full agreement. You know, sometimes we run across people like that, Jim, where they'll say, I agree with you. Well, they don't totally agree with you. They say they do with their lips, but their action says something else. I got a whole lot of people like that I deal with every day. You know, and you know, a lot of time when the pressure comes, that's where you're going to find out where you really are. But see, they asked for this, and they said, all that you said, we'll do. But watch this. Let's go over to the book. I'm going to move on through it today. We'll finish it today. Let's go over in the book of Numbers. You know, this is the time in Numbers 13 where this is the time when Moses sent out the spies. Amen. And then when the spies got, the men got out and they spied the land, and they saw that the land was good for the people. But some of them come back, you know, 12 spies, brought back an evil report or a bad report. They violated what God required of them. They come in here saying that, man, you know, it may look good to Caleb, it may look good to Joshua, but it don't look good to me. You know, and they sat there thinking of all the negativeness. You ever been around people and you can see that it's a lot of good, but they only tell you about the bad. They don't tell you about the good, but they'll tell you about the bad. You know, they can always see the bad in a person, but not the good. And that's a sad thing to see. But this is that time where they come here wanting to bring the bad report up in Numbers 13. But Numbers 14 is what I really want to look at. And you know, I just talked about, he said that the people said, all that you require for me or you require of us, God, we'll do it. We're going to obey. I'll do what you say. But look here in Numbers 14, chapter 14, verse 1. Turn away, steal the people. I'll tell you what, let's go into here in verse 30. He said, you know, this is the time where the people had got word about, you know, the giants in the land of the children of Manasseh. And he said, Caleb, steal the people. For Moses said, let us go up at once and possess it. For we are all well and able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against these the people. For they are stronger and mightier than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. They were no midgets, what they're saying. And there we saw giants in the land. I think I did a study on it one time. I think it was them guys like 9'9". That's a pretty big boy. And you talk about 9'9" in stature, that's almost to the ceiling up there. That's somewhere close to the lights up there. You're talking about, and all there we saw were giants, and saw the giants, the son of Manasseh, which come of the giants, and we come in, and we were in our sight, in our own sight. How you see yourself. Boy, they looked at themselves as grasshoppers. And we were in their eyesight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. So it's how they saw themselves made them look at them the way that they really were. They really was. They saw the fear of them, saw that they know that they can conquer them. But when you look at verse 14, chapter 14, verse 1, it said, and all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. Ooh, Lord. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they say it. Now think about that. All that God has done, all that he say will do and continue to, all of the testimonies, all of the plagues, all of the move, the power of God, the parting of the Red Sea, the killing off of all of the Egyptians, all of these things. And then they had enough nerves to come and say it. And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt. Man, is that not the dumbest thing you ever heard? That's some crazy stuff. That all of the things that all of how God has blessed us tremendously over the years. Why would I want to turn my back on God now? Why would I want to even go backwards? Why would I not trust him and keep moving forward after he's shown the miraculous power that he had and what he will and will do if I would obey him? All he's requiring is obedience. I think Laura shared that years ago. Obedience is required. Obedience. All he wants me to do is obey him. All he wants me to do is trust him. All he wants me to do, when he said that I'll do this for him, he wants me to believe him. That's it. But they want to turn their back and go back. They'd rather go back. And go back under bondage, in slavery, get beat, talking to them any kind of way, treating them any kind of way, rather than keep trusting God. And that's a sad thing. And that's sad where we have to look at even in our own lives. And it really should vex your spirit and bother you when you see that sort of thing. Even if it happened to you personally, if you do it yourself, that should bother you. If I distrust God in anything, it should bother me. After he's shown and done what he's done for me over the years. And then I've likened faith and trust in him. Can you just see the heart of God when they said that? Just think about the heart of God. It's just like when you know that you do so much and do things for people, and then all of a sudden they don't even look at nothing you ever done. They don't even think about none of the goodness or none of the things that you've done out of love for them. None of that. When they're upset, they don't, nothing matter. That should bother you. You know, it should bother you when they ignore all of the good that you've done. But boy, just the one little wrong thing that they, not that you do wrong, but that if they assume that you've done something wrong.
Exactly.
Assumptions is dangerous, isn't it? Deadly. And we know it's prideful. It's full of pride. Assumption is dangerous. But do you know a lot of people live on these assumptions? They move on assumptions. They interact with assumptions. It's dangerous. But it's sad where God has done all of these things and they turn right around and they want to leave him and say, let me go on back. I'd rather go back there, make them bricks and not get paid and be treated any kind of way and be dogged out all kind of way than to be free and go through some different battles and knowing all the time when I'm going through these battles, God got my back. You know, you got to look at it and you should know it from the testimonies. And that's the sad part of it. They missed the testimonies. What God has done, what he will do, and what he'll continue to do. He said in his word, he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Ain't a day I ever went hungry. If I was, I didn't know it. I think about time growing up as a kid. You know, everybody grew up differently. And I never remember being hungry. Never. Didn't have a lot, though, T. Stayed down in the country. Little wood heaters and four bedroom. Let me go back. Not four room house. Living out there. But I was happy. That's all I knew. Get out there and go out there and didn't get a lot for Christmas. Knew how to go out there and make my little bow and arrows out of sticks. Get a Pepsi top and wrap it around it, bend it around it for the point. Debbie, you know about that, though. For the city girl. I remember all those days, making the wood go cars. T, you know about the basketball court with the wood backboard and the bicycle rim. Those were some good old days, you know. Good time. But I was always happy. Joyce, I always remember what God has done, what he's going to continue to do. And never forget what he says. If he said it, I believe it. If God said it, I believe it. What he said about you, do you believe it? I believe what he says. It don't matter what I stand against, what I come up against. I trust him, no matter what it looks like. And that's what he's trying to get to in their minds. Trust me. You asked for it, here I am. Trust me. Did you not see what I've done? Trust me. Don't go backwards. Keep believing. Keep trusting me. But we know that God loves us just that much, that he wants for us to continue to trust him. Trust God in everything that you do. Believe him. Take him for his word. I promise you, you'll see. You'll know. And I guarantee you, you're talking about joy. And joy unspeakable. We talk about the joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. And you want some strength? Get some of that joy of the Lord. Keep on pushing, amen? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Just keep trusting God.
Thank you for studying God's Word with us today. Worship at Rice Memorial begins with Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., followed by praise and worship at 10:45. And on Wednesday nights, we have Bible study from 7 to 8 p.m. Children's Church is also available, where they can receive the Word of God on their level. Once again, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit your notification button to get new messages on a regular basis. You can also like us on Facebook and visit our webpage at ricememorialbaptistchurch.org. Rice Memorial is located at 15th and State in Little Rock, but for the time being, we're worshiping at City Church in College Station, Arkansas. Thanks again for tuning in.